Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Membeis. Want to dedicate today's shir to Ilui Nishmas Rav Aryeh Shlomo ben Rav Moshe Yitzchak, who was nifta yesterday. The neshama should have an aliyah. The family should have a nechama. Today's learning should be zchus Ilui Nishmaso. We left off yesterday at the very bottom of daf Mem Alef Membeis, two lines from the bottom. But the entire daf today is going to be discussing one comment of Reish Lakish from yesterday that came up a little bit earlier in yesterday's daf. So let's get very clear what that comment of Reish Lakish was, and then we'll be able to intelligently approach today's daf. So the Gemara had said yesterday that if a person is mefagel bekometz v'lo b'levono, or b'levono v'lo bekometz, this is a Mishnah, it's not the Gemara, that if a person has a machshava of pigel on either of the two matirim of the Korban Mincha has two things that are both matirim, both the kometz and the levona. So we had a machlokes Rashi Rambam what it meant, but let's stick with Rashi, the haktara, the burning of the kometz, or the burning of the levona. If a person has a machsheves pigel by one or the other, so Rav Meir says it's pigel v'chayev nolav kares, and the chacham say no, you're not chayev kares until you're mefagel b'chala matir. And since there are two matirim, you need to have a machsheves pigel by both the burning of the kometz and the burning of the levona in order for it to actually count as pigel. It's not going to count as pigel when it's only on one and not the other. So the question is, what is behind Rabbi Meir's opinion? The Rabbanon are very explicit about what they hold. They say it can't be pigel unless it's kalamatir. So you need to have machshavas pigel throughout the whole thing. So what does Rabbi Meir hold? So at first glance, we want to say Rabbi Meir must hold that mefaglin bechatzi matir, that even though you only have machshavas pigel with part of the matir, that's good enough to make a pigel. That's what it would seem Rabbi Meir holds. But Reish Lakish came with a chiddush. Reish Lakish said, no, that is not what Rav Meir holds. Rav Meir holds, the reason Rav Meir holds that it's pigel with one or the other is because Rav Meir holds kala osa al das rishona hu osa, if you had a machsheves pigel with the first of the two matirim, and then you did not have a machsheves pigel with the second, but you didn't have any machsheva with the second, so we assume that anything that you continue to do is al das the rishona, is Aldas the first one. So we assume that you continue to be that the Machsheves Pigel is a continuation into the second of the two Matirim. So basically, the way we understand Rabbi Meir is that Rabbi Meir does not hold Mefaglin Bechati Matir. Reish Lakish told us, don't say Rabbi Meir holds Mefaglin Bechati Matir. Over here, we're talking about where you are Nasanas HaKometz B'Machshava and HaLavona B'Shtika, where you did the Kometz with the Machsheves Pigel and the Lavona you did without a Machsheves Pigel, but we assume that the Lavona is Nigrar after whatever Machshava you had on the Kometz. So that's why Rav Meir has nothing to do with Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. So that is the opinion of Reish Lakish. That is what today's entire daf is going to be centered on. So says the Gemara Meisvei, so we're going to ask a kasha on Reish Lakish, Bamed Varam Amurim. When are these words spoken about? Now, what do you mean? When are these words spoken about? We're quoting from a Tosefta, so we're obviously catching it in the middle. The Tosefta obviously just told us a halacha, so Rashi fills us in, but on the very bottom line, b'med var mamur b'tosefta d'zvachim hi. This is a Tosefta in our Masechta, b'med var mamurim that what? Dibi matana achas pigel, that a matana achas, that even a machshev is pigel. During one matnas dam is enough to make something pigel, so when is that true that a matana achas is enough to make something pigel? That's when we're talking about the matnas dam that you put on the mizbeach achitzon. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, when it comes to the mizbeach achitzon, a single matnas dam is going to be ma'akev, the others are not ma'akev. So machsheves pigel by one of the matnas dam is enough to make the carbon pigel. So that's when we're going to say that a single matnas dam is enough to make it pigel. Avoldam manitanam mizbeach apnimi. But when we're talking about the mizbeach apnimi, where all four matnas dam are going to be ma'akev, kigon arboim v'shalosh shel yom kippurim. For instance, the 43 matnas dam that you do on yom kippurim, or the 11 matnas dam that the parkoin mashiach that you do with in conjunction with the parkoin mashiach, or the 11 matnas dam that you do in conjunction with the parhalam davar shel tzibur. So when it comes to these matnas dam that are done inside, right, that are done by the mizbeach apnimi or the paroches, all these different matnas dam, pigel bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis, well then if you're mefagel either in the first set, the second set, or the third set, the way Rashi understands this means, whether you're mefagel when you're doing the matlos dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein abadim, right, there's a, the, by the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol does matlos dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, that's what we refer to as Barishona. Bein b'shnia, after he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he turns around and he sprinkles dam on the paroches. So that would be what we refer to as shnia. Bein b'shlishis, that's when he's out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does a matnas dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav. That's what we refer to as shlishis. So if he has a machsheves pigel on either of those, the first, the second, the third, Rameir or Mepigel v'chayev nalav karis. Rameir says it's pigel and you're chayev karis. V'cham Rameir bo karis ha'shim fagel b'chal mati. L'cham say no. If all these matnos dam are critical, let's say on Yom HaKippurim, all 43 matnos dam are critical, so if you're only mefagel in, let's say, the second set, the matnos dam that you do on the paroches, the chamsay can't become pigel because it's not bekala matir. It's only on part of the matir. But what does Reb Meir hold? Reb Meir holds, if you're mefagel either the first set, or the second set, or the third set, it's going to become pigel. But wait a second, if Rabbi Meir's shita is not that mefaglin b'chatzi matir, Reb Meir also agrees, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. It's just that Reb Meir holds, when you start with the machsheves pigel, everything that you then do is nigrar after that original machsheves pigel. So then why is he telling me that if you have a machsheves pigel, let's say bishnia, or just bishlishis, and you didn't have a machsheves pigel barishona, why would that become pigel? It didn't start with a machsheves pigel, it's only a pigel b'chatzi matir. If Rav Meir doesn't hold of pigel b'chatzi matir, so why would Rav Meir hold that this is pigel? Katani mia, pigel bein barishona, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis, upalig. It says you're mefagel either on the first or the second set or the third set, and Reb Meir still argues and says that it is going to be pigel. So what's the pshat? Why would Reb Meir say that this is going to be pigel if Reish Lakish is in fact correct that Reb Meir agrees ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of approaches. The Gemara is going to have three answers to this. To this question, let's pause for a second though to just clarify a couple of things. First of all, we spoke about the Gemara mentioned in passing. You know the 43 matnos dam that are done inside in Yom HaKippurim. What are the 43 matnos dam that are done in Yom HaKippurim? So Rashi spells it out very clearly for us, just to identify what these matnos dam are. Rashi on the very top. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata al bein abadim midam apar. You take the blood of the par of Yom HaKippurim and you sprinkle one time up, seven times down, bein habadim, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. That's bein habadim of the Aron, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ukenegdan midam asair, and you do the same with the dam asair. In the, if we ever pay attention to the Avodah in Yom HaKippurim, when we read the Avodah in Musaf in Yom Kippur, so that's what we're counting. That's what we can, achas, achas, v'achas, achas, that's what we're doing. We're counting these matnos dam. So the second, so the first 16 are easy. The matnos dam that are done lefnai v'lefnim, first with the dam hapar and then with the dam hasayir. Ukenegdan ala paroches, and then you also take the dam hapar and you do achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata on the paroches, meaning the Kohen Gadol walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, turns around, sprinkles achas l'mala sheva l'mata. Again, l'mala l'mata is not about where it lands, it's about the positioning of his hand when he does the sprinkling. Palm up is l'mala, palm down is l'mata, and he does that with the dam hapar, and then again with the dam hasayir. So that's another 16, that's a total, says Rashi, hare lamed beis. So far that's 32. Va'arbal kronos hamizbeach hapnimi, and four on the kronos of the mizbeach hapnimi. Obviously, that's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim anymore. That's in the Kodesh, but it's in the Kodesh. So it's the mizbeach hapnimi. It's not the mizbeach chitzon. We're talking about the small mizbeach. Mizbeach hapnimi is called different things. Sometimes called the mizbeach hapnimi. Sometimes it's called the mizbeach haktores. Sometimes it's called the mizbeach hazahav. It all means the same thing. It's the little mizbeach. So then he puts four on the kronos of the mizbeach hapnimi. Mishneihem ke'echad mu'uravin. But then the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer are not separate from each other when he's doing that. The Dama Par and Dama Sayer by that time are mixed together, and then he puts together from the mixture of the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer four times in the Zbeah Chapnim. You can observe a lot of Midama Par and Midama Sayer, Sheyuhumu Uravin, Hare Lamed Vav. That's how you get to 36. And then v'sheva azos al tiaro. And then the seven azos, again, from the mixture of the dam, on the tiaro shel mizbeach, harei mem gimel. And that's how we get to the number 43. Chaznish writes that it seems that that you don't have to, according to the Chachamim, right? What do the Chachamim say? That you need to have a Machsheves Pigel on all of them, on Rishona, Shnia, and Shlishis, in order for it to be Pigel. Because Ein Mefag Mechatzi Matzis. So Chazanish says, on every single one of the 43 Hazos, you need a Machsheves Pigel, or something less than that? Is that required for every single one of the 43 Hazos, Machsheves Pigel, in order to make it Pigel? So the Chazanish writes, it seems that you don't have to have Machsheves Pigel on all the hazos that you know sin min apar, or all the hazos that you know sin min hasayir. A machshava, the machshava on all the hazos from the par is going to be mefagil the par. A machshava on all the hazos from the sayir is mefagil the sayir. The Brisa just says you have a machshava on all 43 because that's what it would take to be mefagil both the par and the sayir. But you got to remember there are two karbonos over here, so there's no way that you need all 43 in order to be mefagil a single korban, because you have the dama, you have the par and the sayer. So in order to be mefagel the par, you need a machsheves pigel on all of the azos of the par. How many is that? So it's 43 minus 16, right? Because there are 16 that are done with only the dama sayer, there are 16 that are done only with the dama par, and there's 11 that's done with the combination of the dama par and the dama sayer. So if you want to be mefagel only the sayer, not that you want to, if a person is mefagel in order to be mefagel only the sayer, so he's got to have a machsheves pigel on the dama sayer. So okay, so we're at this question right now where the Gemara is asking. So how can we make sense of Reish Lakish? How can Reish Lakish taina that according to Reb Meir, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that pigel is not accomplished with only part of the matir? Rather, Reb Meir shita is just that if you start with the machsheves pigel, any shtika that you have afterwards is assumed to be a continuation of that original machsheves pigel. But we see clearly over here that Reb Meir holds even if you're only mefagel Bishnia or only Bishlishis, that too is going to be Pigel. That sounds an awfully lot like the idea of Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. So it says Gemara, answer number one, Amar Rav Yitzchak, and again, there are going to be three, but this is the first of the three answers on this Amud, Amar Rav Yitzchak Baravin, Hacha B'mayaskinon, Kigon Shepigel B'shchita. We're not talking about when we say Bein Berishona, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis. We don't mean you're having Machsheves Pigel during the Zrika of Rishona of the Kodesh Kedashim, the Shniya, the Parochas, or the Shlishis, the Mizbeach Hazav. No, we're talking about that you're having Machsheves Pigel during the Shechita. What is your Machsheves Pigel? To do the Zrika of Rishona, Shniya, or Shlishis. Because remember, pigel machshava means that you have machshava of achila chutzlizmano, but achila comes in two forms. Achila could mean eating from a human being consuming the karban chutzlizmano. It could also mean the mizbeach consuming the dam. So when you have a machshava on a zrika chutzlizmano at the time of the shechita, that's also a form of pigel. So this is the initial avoda. We're talking about having a pigel throughout an entire avoda. What avoda? The avoda of shechita. So throughout the entire avoda of shechita, which is chad matir, that's one matir, you're having a machshava of pigel for the first zrika, the first set of zrikos, second set of zrikos, third set of zrikos. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin's answer to explain how Reish Lakish is going to understand Rabbi Meir. If you look at Rashi, Gon Shepigel B'Shchita, Hadukam Rameir Pigel B'Shnia, Pigel, Kigon Shenishmach Adam, La'achar Shegomer Matanu Shebefnim. So how do you have Pigel B'Shnia? How do you have a case where you Mfagel B'Shnia? So he says, let's say the blood spilled after you finish the Matanu Shebefnim. V'kaimel B'Seidu Yuma, Yavi Achar V'yaskel B'Heichel, Ukisheshachat Asasheni, Pigel B'Shchitaso. V'karam Rameir, Du'u Paravi Pigel, Shari Pigel B'Shchitaso. Machshava Avoda Shleima, meaning that when you shecht the second one, you have a Machshavas Pigel during the Shechita, meaning the case is as follows, that if, let's say, the dam spills at some point during the process, let's say you did the Azos Bifnim, you did the Azos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the dam apar, and then the rest of the dam apar spilled out, so you don't have any more left to go do the Hazos on the Parochas. So the halacha is that you can go shecht the new par, and then you don't have to start all over again. You don't have to take the blood of that par and go back lefnai v'lefnim and do the sprinkling that of that dam par lefnai v'lefnim. You could then do the sprinkling of the dam par starting from the second one, starting from the sprinkling on the Parochas. Right? Yavi achar v'yaskel behechel. So when you shecht that second one, if you're mefagel b'shechitaso, so that par is going to be pigel if you have a machshavas pigel during the shechit of that par. That's what it means. Bein b'rishon, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlish. It's not like I said before that a machshavas pigel of each of the zrikos. Bein b'rishon, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlish. According to Rashi, means whether it be the first animal that you have. I was saying Tosfos pshat. Rashi's pshat is whether you have machshava of the first animal with the first animal that you're shechting, or the second animal that you're shechting because you have to shecht another par because your blood spilled, or the third animal because the blood spilled after the sprinkling on the parochas before you got to sprinkle on the mizbeach hazav. So you need to shecht another animal to do the sprinkling of the mizbeach hazav. That's what it means. Bein b'rishon and bein b'shniya bein b'shlishis. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel b'shas shchita chishev al menas liten matanos shabefnim chutzlos mano o matanos hahechal. Oh, matanos the mizbeach. Vayinu pigel bein b'rishon bein b'shniya bein b'shlishis. Tosfos from Rabbeinu Shmuel, like I said, pshat originally that when that what does it mean that you're mefagel b'shas shchita on rishona shniya or shlishis? It means that there's only one shchita, but during that shchita, if you have a machshava to be zorek chutzlizmano, which zrika chutzlizmano, either the rishona, the one that's done by Kodesh HaKadoshim, or the shniya, the one that's done after exiting the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Parochas, or b'shlishis, the one that's done on the Mizbeach Hazav, you have a machshavas pigel on any one of those sets, that's going to be a machshavas pigel. Fine, that's how Tosfos understands. Now, the Achronim, the Karanorim, the Sfasema say that if, let's say, if a person brings Shalosh Parim for the different Hazaos, meaning again the blood spills, and like Rashi said, and you're going and bringing different Parim for the different Hazaos, so there's a Chilik if you're Choshev Machsheves Pigel B'Shas Hashchita or B'Shas Hazah. If you're Choshev Machsheves Pigel B'Shas Hashchita, then you mefagel that par, as opposed to if you're mechashiv b'shas hazaa, it's not going to be pigel unless you're mechashiv on all of the hazaos from all the shalosh parim, meaning that when a person has a machshava chutzlos mano at the time that he's shechting a particular par, let's go within Rashi over here, that we could be talking about a guy shechts up to three parim in order to get the par of Yom Kippurim. So he's only mefagel that par if he has a machshava of shechita, of pigel during the shechita, because the other parim were totally fine. He didn't have such a machshava. But when we're talking about a machshava of the hazaos, of the sprinkling of the dam, so let's say a person only has a machshavas pigel when he's sprinkling on the prochas, but he didn't have a machshavas pigel when he sprinkled the blood from the first animal on the bein abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nor in the third animal on the mizbeach hazav. That's not going to be pigel. That's only going to be called chati matir. I'm using a different animal. Normally it's supposed to be all from one animal, but again, well, here we're talking about where the blood spilled. I'm using a different animal for the blood. All of the sprinkling that I do from the blood of this animal is done by machshavas pigel because this animal's blood is only being used for, let's say, the hazah and the paroches. So why is that not mefagel? So says the Karanor and the Sfasemes. No, when you're talking about the hazos, all of the hazos are viewed as one unit, as one matir, even if it ends up being from different animals. So in order to be mefagel anything, you need to have machshava on all of the hazos. But when you're mefagel b'shas shchita, so then you could be mefagel a given carbon by just being mefagel the shashchita of that carbon. The Sfasemis explains, because the shchita is only matir the dam of the par that you are currently shechting. So as long as you're mechashev machshavas pigel at the shashchita, so that's good enough. As opposed to the hazaa's hadam is matir the is only matched the emurim lahaktara and the basul l'sreifa together with all of the other hazaos. So having machshava and only one set of hazaos, even if those are all the hazaos you're going to do from this particular animal, that is not going to be mefagel because it's not considered an entire matir. That's the ha'ara of the Karanara. Now, what about within Tosos? So within Tosos, what you see is also very interesting. Rabbeinu Shmuel said what I thought was the pashup shat, right? Shapigal b'shchita means that at the time of shchita, bein b'rishona, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishis, you have machshavas pigal of the first set of hazaos, the second set of hazaos, or the third set of hazaos. What you see from Rabbeinu Shmuel is that it's not only machshava on zrikas hadam on the mizbeach that's mefagel. A machshava of the zrikas hadam on the paroches is mefagel. A machshava of the zrikas hadam bein abadim in the kodesh hakodashim is also mefagel. So the Ola Shlomo, the Ola Shlomo is the grandfather of Rav David Lipschitz of Chanan Levracha. The Ola Shlomo writes that normally machshavas pigel we mentioned before is only when you have a machshava to be ochel chutz lezmano. So he says, wait a second. So why is Machshavas Pigel and Zrika considered Machshavas Pigel? Because we said what the Mizbeach takes in, that's also called Achila. The Achilas HaMizbeach. But where do we ever find that the Parochas is Ochel? That when you sprinkle something on the Parochas, that's called Achila? That's called the Machshavas Pigel? That's called, if you have a Machshava, that I'm going to sprinkle on the Parochas, Chutzlas Mano, that should be called Achila? So he says, what you see from here is that it's not only Achilas Mizbeach, that's called Achila. Any achilas gavoa is considered achila, and in mefaglin aleha, anything that the kodesh takes in, that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes in the whether it be on the mizbeach or whether it be on the parochas, whether it be in the kodesh hakodashim, that's called achila. That's labeled as achila, and that's going to be mefagel. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, ihachi. But if that pshat is correct, that you had a machshavas pigel during the shechita, and that's why Rameir holds that it's pigel, my time is Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan hold it's not pigel? If you had a machshavas pigel during the shechita, so of course it's mefagel that carbon. Why wouldn't it be mefagel the carbon? So Marav man chacham Rabbi Elazar hi. Now the chachamim that we're talking about are Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, hakometz valavona vaktores. Uminchas kohanim. Uminchas kohen mashiach. Uminchas nusachim. All of these different things that are burnt. Shehikrav meachas mehen kezayis bachutz. If you are makriv a kezayis of any of these things, bachutz, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. For a blazer poter, Achi Yakrav is kulan. Rav Elazar says, a kazayis, that's not going to make you chayiv. If you makriv all of it bachutz, then you're going to be chayiv. So how does that help us? What you see over here is, as Rashi points out, that it's not an avoda until you're gomer the entire avoda. Even though haktaras kazayis is considered a haktara, it's not considered a complete avoda. So when you're not gomer the avoda, it's not enough to be chayiv b'chutz for, if you only did a kazayis. So says Rashi, what the Gemara is trying to say is, hachanami, in our case as well, even though shechita is an avoda shlema, kivan she'en avoda nigmara b'si'ir zeh levado, she'enu ba ela lahashlim, v'avoda achas hi she'nasas b'shtayim v'shalosh shechitos, that if this shechita alone is not going to be enough, it's going to have to be done in conjunction with other shechitos, one shechita alone is not going to be mefagel, because this avoda that we're doing with these dam apar and dam asayir is going to be a combination of many shechitos, of the shechita of apar, shechita of asayir, and many times if the blood spills, shechita of multiple parim. So having machshavas pigel by the shechita of one of the multiple parim that are all needed in order to get this avoda done is not going to be called pigel in the entire avoda. It's not going to be called the machshavas pigel in the entire avoda. So that's the sheet of the chachamim. That's why the chachamim say that if you have a machshavas, let's stick with the sheet of Rashi. Now, let's say if you have a machshavas pigel on the first of the three, or the second of the three, or the third of the three parim that you end up shechting because it keeps spilling the blood, that's not going to be a machshavas pigel, even though you had a machshavas pigel during the shechita. It's not called a full machshavas pigel in kol matir, because the entire matir is with all of the shechitos combined. So, frek the Gemara Vama Rava Umoda Rabbi Eliezer Bedamim Titan Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Makom Shapasuk Misham Hu Maschil. But isn't Rabbi Elazar Moda asks Rava if you're zorek part of the dam b'chutz you're chayiv? So, apparently, Rabbi Elazar is Moda. He doesn't disagree about that. So, Rabbi Elazar agrees that. that if let's say you're nosin matana achas from the chatos apnimios, chutzla azari yirchayiv, even though it's all part of one avoda. So we see when it comes to the avodas hadam, it's a different story. We're not talking about maktir the murim now, we're talking about avodas hadam. So avodas hadam, or maktir the comments, maktir the different avodas hadam, he's moda, that we can view it as one big as an individual matir, even though it needs to be in conjunction with other things. So how can you link our Rabbanan, who are talking about Avodah Saddam, with Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, okay, checkmate, that you got us. Okay, that's a great kasha. So now we're stuck. Now we need to go to a second answer. So again, all that was one answer to try to explain. Like I said before, the entire daf today centers on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish explained Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir holds that if you mefagel if a person is mefagel with the comets ben at the levona, if he does the comets b'makshava and the levona b'shtika, Rabbi Meir held that it's going to be pigle. So the Reish Lakish explained, why does Rabbi Meir hold it's going to be pigle? Not because mefagelin b'chatzi matir. Rabbi Meir holds it's pigle because when you start with the makshava is pigle, we assume everything you do thereafter is a continuation of that original Machshavas Pigel. So we asked, what about the 43 Matnos Dam over here where we said, Bein Burishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis, according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be Pigel. That doesn't sound like it's because you started with the Machshavas Pigel. If it's only Bishnia or only Bishlishis, it's nothing to do with starting with the Machshavas Pigel. So our first attempt at an answer was, no, we misunderstood Bein Burishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis. It means you have a Machshavas Pigel B'Shashchita. We now rejected that answer. Now we're going to have to come up with a different explanation according to Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir hold Bein Barishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis, it's going to be pickle? So Elam Arava, so Rava gives a second answer. Kigon shepigel barishona v'shasak b'shnia v'chazer pigel b'shlishis. When it says ben barishona, ben b'shnia, ben b'shlishis, it doesn't mean any one of them, that you had a machshavas pigel by any one. It means you had a machshavas pigel with the first, which means with the zrika of the kodesh of the kodesh hakadoshim. You did not have machshavas pigel or any machshava with the zrikos on the paroches. You did have a machshavas pigel with the zrika on the mizbeach hapnimi. So mahu detema. That if you're going to assume that everything goes basa the original machshavas pigel, and therefore once you do barishona with machshavas pigel, you wouldn't need any further machshavas pigel to make everything pigel. So why do you go back and have a machshavas pigel on the third set? If already on the first set it would have been enough, and everything would have been nigrat. So maybe the fact that you're going back and having a machshavas pigel on the third set is megala that on the second set you didn't want it to be nigrat after the first one, because then you never would have had a new machshavas pigel on the third set. You would just would have relied on the fact that everything is nigrar after the first set. So why would you go back? So I might have thought that would therefore not be pigel. Kamashmalam. That's all Rav Meir is telling me, that in that case it's pigel as well. Having more machshavas pigel doesn't take away the likelihood of it being pigel. Meaning, the Gemara says, I knew all along that if you only have machshavas pigel barishona and you're shosik b'shnio b'shlishis, I knew all along that that would be pigel, because everything goes basar what you do at the beginning. The chiddush is that if you're also choshev machshavas pigel on the third one, not only on the first, but also the third, that doesn't take away your pigel. Which, of course it wouldn't. It seems so counterintuitive that it should. But no, you might have thought that it's megala, that your second, your shtika in the second one was a shtika bedavka, and it wasn't a continuation of the original machshavas pigel. So that's what Kamash Malan comes to tell me. No, it doesn't show me that. It's all one big machshavas pigel. It's all considered to be a continuation of the original machshavas pigel. So says Gemara Maskam Ravashi Midi Shasakatani. It's a great pshat. The only thing is, it doesn't say that, right? It doesn't say the word shasak. It says you have a machshavas pigel bein barishana, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis. It doesn't say anything about having turning on and off your piggle button, you know, with each of the with each of these avodas. So it's very difficult to say. So says Gemara the third pshat. Elam Ravashi Yachamayaskinon Kigon Shepigel Barishona Ubishnia Ubishlishes. We're talking over here where you have Machshavas Pigel Barishona Bishnia and Bishlishes. The first, second, and third sets of dab. Meaning you have Machshavas Pigel throughout all 43 Matnos Dab. You have Machshavas Pigel. That's what it means when it says Bein Barishona Bein Bishnia Bein Bishlishes. What's the chiddush that that's Pigel? Why would I think it's not Pigel? Ma'udatayim Isal Kadayta Chalos Hadas Rishonu also, Mahad Bikuli Bichol Chad V'Chad Olamali, I might have thought, well, if everything is going to just go Basar, my original Machshava, why do I keep on having new Machshavas Pigel with the second one and the third one? What's the point? Kamash Milan, therefore comes to teach me that no, it doesn't matter that that you didn't need these Machshavas Pigel, they still count as a Machshavas Pigel, meaning we still assume that the whole thing is Pigel. So Frek the Gemara, La Bain Bain Katani. Are we all reading the same thing? What do you mean? We said before that according to a mayor, if you're Mefagel Bain Barishona, Bain Bishnia, Bain Bishlishis, it's going to be Pigel. That does not mean you have Machshavas Pigel by all three. Bain, Bain, Bain. It means whether it be the first one, whether it be the second, whether it be the third set of Azaos. Not that you have Machshavas Pigel by all of the Azaos. So that can't be. So how can you say that that's the Pshat? So it's Gemara Kasha, that's Taka, good Kasha. Now, what's the Havamina though? Even before that Kasha, what did the Gemara say? I might have thought that if you have Machshavas Pigel, Barishona Bishnia U Bishlishis, on all three, well, why am I having all these Machshavas Pigel and therefore it shouldn't be Pigel? What do you mean? I had a Machshavas Pigel on every single step of the Avoda, beginning to end. How could that possibly not be Pigel? What's the Chiddush of Rav Meir that would be Pigel? Even within this Havamina, that Bain Bain means you have a Machshavas Pigel on all steps. So we said, oh, I might have thought, well, what do I need the Machshavas Pigel on the second and third step? So therefore, it's not Pigel? What do you mean? I had a Machshavas Pigel on every single step, beginning to end. So Rashi explains, you have to say that there's some fourth step that it goes unmentioned, where you didn't have a Machshavas Pigel. And we would have thought that that fourth step is not included in your Machshavas Pigel, because whenever I intend on having Machshavas Pigel, apparently, if I keep on having Machshavas Pigel, number one, number two, and number three, I go out of my way to have that Machshava, so it must be that, so the Havamina was that on the fourth step, when I don't have a Machshavas Pigel, we don't know what this mysterious fourth step is yet, but on the fourth step, when I don't have this Machshavas Pigel, it must be Bedafka, I don't want it to be Nigrar after the original Machshavas of Pigel. Question is, what is this fourth step? What's this Kapara Revius? That with this mysterious Kapara Revius. So there are two Deos in Rishonim on the page. Rashi explains that the Kapara of the Shlishis, the third Kapara that's put on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, is actually two separate Kaparos. One is the Abra Matanos that you put on the Karnos HaMizbeach, and one is the Sheva Matanos that you put on the Tiarosh HaMizbeach. So you could divide step three into two sub-steps, and when we say that you have Machshavas Pigel on the third step, it means on half of the third step. But the other half of the third step, meaning the Matnos Dam, let's say on the Karnos HaMizbeach, but maybe not on the Matnos Dam that are done on the Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach. So that's what we're talking about, that the fourth step, is the Matnos Dam and the Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach. Tosus explains, no, that the Tosus rejects Rashi, and he says, he tries to prove that the Dam and the Karnos HaMizbeach and the Dam and the Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach is all one Kapara, and it's indivisible, it's not something you could divide into two steps. So Tosus rather explains that the Tana of the Brais holds shvichas shiyari adam in the yisodam mizbeach hachitzon is ma'akev, that whatever dam you can have left over, the fact that you can go back to the mizbeach hachitzon, pour that into the dam, pour that into the mizbeach, that's ma'akev, and that's the fourth step. That's the fourth step that goes unmentioned. According to Tosos, why does the Tana say arba'im v'shalosh shel yom kippurim? Shouldn't it be arba'im v'arba? Shouldn't it be 44 matnos if you're going to count the shvichas shirayim? So you have to say is that he's counting the shvichas shirayim, but when he says 43, he means 43 hazaos. Shvicha is different than hazah. Shvicha is not a sprinkling, it's pouring it out. So that's why it doesn't make it into the count of 43, but not because it's any less ma'akiv. That's how Tosos would read the Gemara. Okay, Amar Mar. So we had said, Rameir Omer Pigel v'chayev anoth karis. Rameir holds its pigel and your chayev karis. Michti. Karis lo mechayev at shiur kruv kol matirav. So Gemara says, wait a second. In general, you're only chayev karis when you're makriv all the matirim. We said that something can only become pigel if everything else about the carbon, besides for the avod that you did b'machshavas pigel, everything else was good. But if you have machshavas psul, let's say, at a later avoda, so then the carbon is not pigel because you don't have karav kol matirav. Damar mar, because we said before, and we had this Gemara a couple times already, katsaas kosher kachatsaas psul. Just like the ritzui of a kosher carbon, so too has to be the ritzui of a pasul carbon. Meaning, maritzas kasher achi gruvu kol matirav, just like kosher carbon, in order to be kosher, needs everything to be kosher, afar tzas pasul achi gruvu kol matirav. So too, in order for a carbon to be pigel, you need everything else to be good about it. You need everything else to be fine, except for that one machshavas pigel. V'hak even the chashav bay bifnim psula. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. If you have machshavas pigel bifnim, you've already passed the karban. So then, command loadi dami. Then whatever dam you're using, it's already passed. It's already no good. It's as if you're not sprinkling. Ki hadar madi behechal may ba'almuhu dekadi. So when you then go and take that dam and bring it to the hechal and start sprinkling on the parochas on the mizbeach azav, it's just maya bi'alma. It's water. It's not dam. Meaning it doesn't have a din of dam because you've already ruined it by having machshavas pigel lefnei v'lefnim. So how can you ever have a situation where you carve kol matirav if you've already ruined it at an earlier stage? So then it's no longer a good carbon. So by definition, the other sprinklings are not being done because the other sprinklings are being done with a dam that no longer has a din of dam carbon because you've already ruined the carbon. So you'll ask, wait a second. That's everything. That's every example of pigle. Let's say I shecht an animal with a machsheves pigle. So right then I've ruined it. So everything I do, the halacha, the zrika, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, it's all with maya bialma. It's all not with dam. No, but that's obviously built into the system. That's so over here also. Meaning that what we mean by karav kal matirav is lule this machsheves pigle. Everything else would have been fine. So what's the Gemara asking? So Rashi explains what the Gemara is asking. Rashi explains in the long skinny Rashi over here in Dibur Maskel Kihadar, he writes Bishlam Fagel Bishchita Afagav de Pasle Vahadazarikle Ob Machshava Obishtika Kivan de Pigel Ba'avoda Vishuvlo Hotzi Ba Machshavas Psul Acher Afal Pishas Rikos Damo Dam Pasul Hu. So he says Bishlam, I understand when you have a Machshavas Pigel during the Shchita. So granted, you've already ruined it, and any dam that any avodas adam I do with it from here henceforth is going to be with dam pasul. Kivan to Rabbi Rachman a pigel b'shchita k'darim perak rishon b'dvar mavim de'achila kasam daber al karch b'achiyam Rachman a lifkal v'zrikazu k'moshi meratzal pigulo. But the Torah says that there's such a thing as being mafagel b'shchita, so it's got to be that there's a gzeres hakasav that even though you ruined the carbon already at the time of the shchita, and therefore whatever avodas adam you're doing later is not really avodas of a dam that's carbon dam. But still, the Torah said that there's such a thing as being mefagel b'shchita, so it's got to be b'chia gavna. You have to say that. And he says also, according to the Rabbanan, that you need machshava b'kulei zrika, so you got to say that, according to the Rabbanan, that's the way the Torah means, that you can have pigel with zrika. So, ulamad mukinam tamid rameir mishum das rishona upigel b'kol avoda, and if you're going to say rameir holds that also you need pigel on the entire avoda, and everything goes basa the original das, so you have to say that's what the Torah meant when it said that you have machsheves pigel b'zrika, that a machsheves pigel throughout the entire zrika is going to be mefagel, even though the later avoda sadam that you're going to do are going to be considered with maya bialma. It's not considered real dam karban. But the kasha is leman diyamar taima mishum chati matir. If you understand not like Reish Lakish, you understand that Rameir holds mefaglin bechati matir, that you can make pigle even though you only have machshavas pigle during some of the zrika sadam. So he says ein kan zrika kivin to lo gamra machshavas pigle vasa sofa ladas ksheira zil hacha chati avodihi vzil hacha chati avodihi. You never have a real zrika, meaning you don't have to say, oh, it's built into the system that this is going to be considered pigle. It's not. If you do all of the zrikos, that's built into the system that's called pigle. But you don't have that part of the zrikos is built into the system that by definition has to be called a legitimate matir, that the matirim are done behechsher. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So says the Gemara two possible answers. Number one, Amar Rabba Mishkachsa Barba Parim Ubedalat Seirim. Like Rashi said in Amun Aleph, you could have it with each individual animal if you keep on spilling the blood and shechting new animals. So then, when you have a machshavas pigle on some of the zrika, so it is of that animal, the entire zrika of that animal, which is only some of the zrika of the overall avoda. So that is the entire unit of zrikos for that animal. Rava Amar Afilutim Parech of Sar Echad the Pigula Meratza. Rava says, no, like we said before, that it's called Ritzoy the Gabe Pigle. Meaning when it comes to Pigle, it means Lulei, like we said before, Lulei, the original Machsheves Pigle, would these, had it not been for the original Machsheves Pigle, what would we have said about these Riko Sadam? So we would have said they would have been fine had you not had that Machsheves Pigle, Barishona or Bishni or whatever. Then it would have been fine. So that's called that it's that Karav Matir Kimitzvaso. That's called that all the Matirim are considered to be done properly. Arbaim Shalosh, so says Gemara, new thing. We said that there are 43 sprinklings of the blood on Yom Kippurim. Frankly, Gemara Vatanya Arbaim Sheva, but we have a Brice that says that there are 47. So which is there? Are there 43 or 47? So Rashi enumerated them. We know that it was 43. So where did we go wrong? So HaKaman Yom Mavril Kronos, HaKaman Yom Rein Mavril Kronos. Rashi assumed that by the time you're putting the dam on the four Karnos on his Mizbeach, you've already mixed the dam apart in Dam HaSayir. But there's another Shita that holds that no, only after you place the dam apart and the Dam HaSayir individually, separately on the Dalet Karnos on Mizbeach, that's when you mix the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSayir to do the Sheva Zos on the Tiarosh on Mizbeach. So if you hold that the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSayir are put separately on the Dalet Karnos on Mizbeach, so those are four extra Matanos. And that's how you get to 47. But there's another Brice that says that there are 48 Matanos Dam. So HaKamand Yamar Shirayim Ma'akvin, HaKamand Yamar Ein Shirayim Ma'akvin. Question whether you count the Shvicha Shirayim. If you count the Shvicha Shirayim at the end in the Yisodot the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so that will be one more. That would get to 48. If you don't count the Shvicha Shirayim to the Yisodot the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so then you're stuck with 47. Fine. Meisve, so ask the Gemara B'medvar Mamurim. Just one quick point. Ma'arvin L'Kranos. The Mikdash David has the following Chakira. When you say that you put the matana that you take from the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayir, they're considered, do we assume that when you mix the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSayir together and you put them on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, whether it be on the Kranos L'mandi Yomar that they're put together or whether it be on the Tiarosh HaMizbeach, is that considered two separate matanos? It's just that they're put together at the same time? Or is it one matana of dam? Meaning, l'man d'yamer, that I'm mixing them together. So does it have a din that I'm doing a matana on the dam asayir and a matana on the dam apar? Or is it now that, no, now it's a hybrid. It's dam hapar v'asayir. And this is one matana of dam. So the main afkamina, the question is, if you hold that according to the shita of Rebbe, that matan dam, there's a shear for matan dam. Rebbe's going to hold in daf ayin hey, we're going to see, that there's a shear for how much dam you need to have for what the matna's dam is. So what's the shear of the mixture of the Dam HaPar of the Dam HaSayir? So would you need double the shear when you're putting on the Kronos HaMizbeach because it's really two separate Matnas Dam, so you need to have the proper shear of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSayir? Or would you say no, you keep the shear as what it was because as a single shear because it's a hybrid and it's all one thing. Shizim Gvetzel says even if it's only a Chatzi Shir Mizeh v'Chatzi Shir Mizeh, Mitzvasu B'kach, that's the way it's meant to be, and Yotze Yechiv even if it was two separate things. That's what Shizim Gvetzel is right. But anyway, that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is are Yotzei Yechiyev B'dievet if you didn't mix it. If you hold you're supposed to mix it and you didn't, and you put it on separately, are Yotzei. So if you hold that they're really Be'etzim two Matnos Dam, so then of course if you didn't mix it, you should be Yotzei. Why not? I mean, you did two separate Matnos Dam, so you just separated it a little bit more. But if you hold that really, it's supposed to become a hybrid, and then you do Matnos Dam as a hybrid, so then you didn't do the hybrid, and then if you don't mix it, it's going to be a problem. Okay, says Gemara Meisve, B'medvar Mamurim, B'kemitza B'matam Kli, U'behiluch, Avalbalo lahaktara nasan as a comets b'machshava v'salavona b'shtika osha nasan as a comets b'shtika v'salavona b'machshava. Let's say you do the following: when you're coming to burn the korban mincha, you do the comets b'machshava with the machshava's pigol, the levona b'shtika, or vice versa. The Kometz B'shtika and the Levona B'machshava, right? Initially, you start not having a Machshava's Pigel, and then later you do have a Machshava's Pigel. Reb Meir Omer Pigel V'chayav Nolav Karis. Reb Meir says, it's going to be Pigel. So again, we said by the Korban Mincha there are two Matirim. There's the Kometz and the Levona. So according to the Chamim, we know what the din is going to be. You need to have a Machshava's Pigel for all of the Matirim, otherwise it's not a Machshava's Pigel. And that's why V'chamim Omer Inbo Karis Asher Yifagel B'kalamatir. So we expect that sheet of the Chachamim. But the way Reish Lakish explained Reb Meir, again, this is what the whole daf has been about. The way Reish Lakish explained Reb Meir was that no, it's not that you could be mefagel b'chatzi matir. It's that if you start with a machshavas pigel, everything that follows is assumed to be based on that original machshavas pigel. But what's going on over here? Katani mia es hakometz b'shtika v'salvanu b'machshava. We said over here b'feirush, you do the kometz without a machshavas pigel. The second one, the levona, you do with a machshavas pigel. Upalig, Reb Meir still says it's pigel, so you can't say that it's all going bust of the original machshavas pigel. There was no original machshavas pigel. Machshavas pickle came later. So don't you see, Rameir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir? How could Reish Lakish say otherwise? No, it must mean that you've already done the levona b'machshavas pigel. That's what it must already mean. That and then you do the comets without machshava. So first problem with that is we have that case in this Mishnah already that we're quoting, this Brisa already that we're quoting, and that is the case of the Reisha. So why would we mention the same case a second time? Va'od, and furthermore, Hatanya v'acharkach. It says v'acharkach. It doesn't say you already did. V'acharkach means, and you later do. So kasha. So that's the bottom line. Kasha and Reish Lakish, and therefore back to the original understanding of Rameir that apparently Rameir holds, mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Okay, we'll pick up the Mishnah tomorrow.